It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Well. You made it to the weekend. You made it to the most prestigious audio ceremony in the country. It is, of course, the Fox Across America Game Bowl, where I highlight the one interview, the one guest that I either A, like, enjoyed the most, or B, learned the most from, or C, just owe a couple of bucks to from the bar and want to just, you know, butter them up a little bit. In this instance, it's all three. Lisa Booth, who I, of course, co-hosted the Big Saturday, Big Sunday show with 2 weeks ago. We also shared the Outnumbered Couch 2 weeks ago. I love working with Lisa Booth. We always have a good time. She makes a lot of substantive points along the way. But this week was a money week to have Lisa Booth on because she was front and center in calling out the pharmaceutical companies a year ago for not testing the vaccine on whether or not people who were vaccinated could get the COVID virus. Well, lo and behold, this week, if you missed it, Pfizer's head of international marketing testified to the European Parliament that they never, ever tested the vaccine to see if it stopped transmission, which might, you know, beg the question, why the hell did we have a vaccine then? You know, you could say to decrease hospitalizations and long-term effects, but understand that's a therapeutic. A vaccine, you know, like the polio vaccine, is not something that results in 20 million people getting polio despite the fact that they're vaccinated. And if you had said, oh, polio people still get the vaccine, you know, they get vaccines, still get polio, you'd get called a conspiracy nut. But when it comes to COVID, you are not a conspiracy nut for acknowledging that vaccinated people are getting COVID left and right. Because you know what? The head of international marketing for Pfizer says, of course they are. And the numbers say, of course they are. So there was a little validation in this week's appearance for Lisa Booth. And I was really happy for her because last year when she was asking fair questions, she was getting called a nut. They were saying she's going to get people killed for, you know, vaccine hesitancy and misinformation. But never, ever forget. It's the reason I highlighted this interview. Everything in politics is a classic exercise in projection. Everyone yelling at you about misinformation is spreading misinformation. Okay, the Hunter Biden laptop, they're like, this is Russian disinformation. But what did we come to find out? It was real, okay? The vaccine is not stopping people from getting COVID. Hey, that's disinformation. Turned out to be real. The vaccine originated in a Wuhan lab. Hey, that's disinformation. Turned out to be real. We could go on for days. The moral of the story is Lisa Booth's always a great guest. This week, she gets a side dish of validation to go with that main course. Eat it up. It's some good audio.
Jimmy, that was so much fun. I had the best time with you. I feel like we both kind of, like, It's like, obviously we're talking about serious things, but you have to have some levity in life. And so I appreciated that about you, being able to make salient points, but, like, we can still, like, laugh occasionally.
Oh, yeah, no, it works. You know? It's really funny that, I don't know what it is about a TV camera that turns you and me into the kids on the back of the school bus. It's like, we're making good points, but we're also throwing stuff at the driver. But it's a good time. It's a good ride home. Everybody likes the bus ride is what I'm saying.
No, I think I like turned to you during one of the commercial breaks and I was like, we're like 5 years old.
It was so funny. It really was. Let me ask you this, Lisa Booth. Yesterday, you know, in anticipation of your arrival, like, you know, when you show up on the show, it's like a coronation. You know what I mean? It's like a foreign dignitary is visiting. So we do the show with you in mind for like 3 days and then you show up and just inherit the road we've paved. So yesterday, with that in mind, Pfizer's head of international marketing made it a point to testify to the European Parliament about whether or not they had even tested the vaccine to see if it stops transmission. Was it almost like mind blowing to you? That they just openly admitted it wasn't even tested for the whole point of taking a vaccine?
No, because this is what kills me. I literally made this point in my op-ed about not getting vaccinated a year ago in November of 2021. Because The Pfizer's chairman told Lester Holt in December of 2020 that he wasn't sure if it would stop transmission. Moderna's chief medical officer, around like at November of, you know, this would have been, I think it was in 2020 as well, said that we need to be careful as we get the results to not overinterpret it because they don't have concrete data that it would reduce transmission. So this is something that was known. They never tested for it.
Yep.
And I was making this point last year, But the problem is a lot of people on the right were cowards, to be perfectly honest, and the media was completely disinterested in getting to the bottom of anything. They were more interested in propagandizing a vaccine that had less than a year of, you know, not even a year of safety data. And, you know, the reality is we still have no idea what long-term this vaccine is going to do to people. Nope. So, like, you know, I mean, I get it, and I understand that it's a big deal, but as someone who was there a year ago, it's just really frustrating that instead of people, like, listening or being more open to those, and that this is not to you at all, but to, like, the broader, you know, media collectively, it's very frustrating that more people weren't open to having this conversation a year ago, and instead they did the damage by pushing the big pharma's propaganda. So it's like, it's really frustrating, to be perfectly honest.
No, it's
like, I'm glad they said it. I'm glad it's getting attention, but like, we knew this.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, no, you were being called like a murderer of grandmothers. I believe at one point you had
murdered.
That's
why I'm a little, you know, it's still, I'm still got some feelings about it. I know. There's a little bit of me that's like wanting to give the middle finger to a lot of people. So I'm still, you know, I've been holding it up for a while.
I get it. I get it. There's like a lot of validation in this for you. Lisa Booth is on the line if you're just joining us. She did not kill your grandmother, by the way. I just want to make that abundantly clear.
Yeah, thank God. No. She's awesome. Or maybe she's not, but no. I still don't want her to die.
Well, no, you've been exonerated, though.
You'd be wretched. I don't know.
Thank you.
They're not all nice.
No, no, that is true. You are, but you have been exonerated in that regard. But what I find, okay, because we were making these points a year ago, because when we had heard things like they were using mouse data, okay, everyone yells like, oh, these conspiracy idiots saying it's mouse data. Or remember when ivermectin was a thing? Like, one of the funniest memory hold moments of the whole COVID culture war to me was when artists like Neil Young and Spotify Neil Young and what was her name? Carly Simon. What's the other girl? Joni Mitchell. Neil Young and Joni Mitchell started pulling their music off Spotify, which was a twofold problem because, one, their fans don't know what Spotify is. So now they've got to figure out what it is so they could boycott it. But two, the grounds for pulling it off was what? Neil Young said, oh, Joe Rogan claims the vaccine doesn't stop transmission, and Joe Rogan endorsed ivermectin. But as we speak, we all know everyone who gets vaccinated gets COVID like four times at this point. And ivermectin is now something that's a prescribed treatment for COVID. So isn't it just crazy, though, Lisa, that like the people yelling the most about misinformation are always the ones spreading it? And this could be anything. It could be Hunter Biden's laptop. It could be the Russian collusion. It could be anything. Isn't it nuts?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you nailed that. But and then the thing is, too, you were talking about rockers, right? Like, remember Howard Stern used to be like Rage Against the Machine used to rage against the machine. Yep. And like what was so interesting about COVID is, and it's people on the right, too. You had so many people who are like, oh, I'm anti-government, I question things, I'm a rebel, who turned into, like, little, like, say the word, rhymes with witches, you know? And, like, it's like Howard Stern just reemerged after two, like, you are, I can't even say the word, like, I'm going to get in trouble. He's pathetic.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you are such a loser and such a coward, and you just cave to, like, the government's wishes, and it's pathetic. And, like, to be honest, we don't even know if the vaccine's safe, particularly for young people. And, in fact, if you look at what Joseph Ladapo, the my state, Florida Surgeon General, pulled out, 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related deaths among males 18 to 39 years old within 28 days following mRNA vaccination.
That's insane.
And yet we are still forcing this on young and healthy people. We know it doesn't stop the spread. We've known that, but finally it's being acknowledged. And it's potentially killing people via heart attack or heart issues. And people are still pushing it. And military heroes, way more important than, you know, any of these other jobs, who like were literally willing to risk their entire lives for us and our safety, are being kicked out of the military or have been kicked out of the military for something that could kill them. And that is not going to stop the spread.
It's a great point. And never mind that these people getting fired are protecting us against things far more dire than COVID. You know, you're going to beat COVID 99% of the time. You're not going to beat mortar fire. You know, you're not going to beat an armed robber 99% of the time. So it's like, yeah, you need the cops. You need the military. It's just, to me, it's like it's medically reckless. And what I'm fascinated by is that you know, it, from a societal standpoint, it's obviously reckless and self-destructive as well, but it's not really, it's not a top five news story. I would venture to say it's not a top 10 news story right now that Pfizer just admitted the vaccine was never supposed to stop transmission, which was the wholesale. I mean, would you imagine if you bought a set of brakes at Midas? And they're like, by the way, we don't test whether or not these slow your car down, just so you know. You wouldn't buy the brakes, is the point.
Exactly. Well, yes. And I appreciate you covering it. And it's like, remember that Coast Guard swimmer who was rescuing people in Florida after Hurricane Ian, and Biden called him to thank him for his break. Do you think anyone who's drowning is like, oh my God, I'm sorry, dude, are you vaccinated? Like, you know, like, actually, I'm just going to wait for the next guy who's vaccinated. And that shows like the ridiculousness of it. But I think it's even deeper and more sinister. Mm-hmm. It's like a control mechanism and also a censorship aspect of our society where we have entered sort of this new phase where the truth doesn't matter, facts don't matter, it's about submission.
Yeah.
And like Biden knew that the vaccine didn't stop the spread. This was abundantly clear when he went out and gave a sweeping mandate trying to force 100 million employees across the country to get vaccinated. He knew this when he was forcing military heroes out, and he didn't care because it's about submission. Well, and he wanted to purge society of people who like stand up to the government and who aren't just like weak-kneed cowards like Howard Stern, who hid in his basement for 2 years and is now just reemerging.
And barely reemerging, because he got photographed going to dinner and everybody got mad at him. I actually know people, I'm not kidding, who have worked on his show and never met him. Like, never met him once. They've never physically met him because he's been home in the Hamptons, you know, locked up in his bunker. And he has become everything he ever hated, which was the out-of-touch elitist who doesn't want to go near the little people. I mean, he got famous championing the little people, being amongst the little people, being amongst the freaks and the weirdos, and now he's just another left-wing elitist. He's embarrassing. He is. But let me ask you this. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Make your point.
Sorry, but you just nailed another point about the fact that that is what COVID was about, too. Like, it's a lot easier for him to hide out in his Hamptons home worth probably tens of millions of dollars with ample space, being able to like live in his little, you know, elitist community, work from home, still make all this money. And it's the people that had to go out and work are the ones that got immunity, that got sick, who didn't. And then even after that, were forced to get a vaccine that they didn't need, that maybe wasn't safe for them. So it's also like the elitism of COVID. And then you had all those people who like, I swear to God, no one could have paid me any amount of money to go on TV and say we were all in this together. I thought that was the biggest bunch of BS this entire time. We were not all in this together. And I was able to keep a job, right? I was very fortunate to be able to continue working. So why am I going to go out there and say we're all in this? No, we're not in this together when someone's out of job.
Yeah.
When someone's business has been shut down. Like I always just felt like you couldn't pay me enough money to go mouth something that ridiculous. Well, and that's total BS.
Well, to be clear, though, usually when Democrats were yelling, we're all this in this together, it was during a lockdown while they were at a closed restaurant or they were at a hair salon or they were on a private jet. You know, the Democrats were, you know, they didn't mean this like the struggle. I think ironically, they meant this like, hey, we're in the Delta Lounge getting drinks. We're going on vacation. You stay in your house. The point is, it was a scam, Lisa Booth. And we were onto it from Ward 1.
Or Florida's evil, like, woo, I'm at South Beach. Like,
Wasn't that that was the best one, the AOC one, where, you know, Florida's the worst. They're all going to die. You're like, yo, your tweet is geotagged from Florida, girlfriend. And tell your husband to put some shoes on.
Yeah, like, it's like I used to have this joke with some friends where you'd be like, oh, you know, that like, oh, that's the worst, but it's also the best. Like, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, Florida's the worst, but we love it. You know, it's like, it's like the whole, we just live in such a world of ridiculous, Jimmy. And I'm glad that's why I love being on with you, because you're so good about making salient points, but bringing like levity to the chaos we live in. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's so ridiculous. You almost have to laugh and find some humor in it. Otherwise it will kill you.
No, it's dude, it is so true. Like, everybody in the world is on the verge of snapping right now. So, you know, we're always trying to do this show from a place of like, just chill out. Because if you don't at this point chill out, I mean, there's just so much insanity. Like, a guy like me, who was a cab driver for most of his adult life, was really not supposed to be the voice of reason for a few million people on the radio every day. But it got to that because that's how crazy the world went, you know? I wanted to bring this up, though, okay? And I appreciate the compliments, and you read
You're
them.
Like, I got to get out of here because I know she's going to keep going.
No, I like.
I'm just kidding.
I appreciate the compliments. You read them exactly the way I wrote them down when I emailed them to you this morning. So
yes,
the fact that you
I
nailed
the
it.
Text, don't worry.
There's an extra $20 in it for you this time around. Not the usual 50.
Amazing.
You're getting 70, maybe even 75 for that performance. It sounded like you meant it, which is so much better than the usual ones. But stick with me. You had brought up AOC.
Up to 100. Yep.
You had brought up AOC. She was getting heckled at a town hall yesterday, which I got to be honest, wasn't terribly crowded for starters, but getting past that, they were basically yelling at her because she has become the establishment. And I think when I say the establishment means, you know, funding never-ending wars, propping up this ridiculousness in Ukraine, despite the fact that inflation is soaring here, we're getting closer to nuclear Armageddon, if you believe what the president says. Isn't it kind of weird how the people in the squad sell themselves as like these radical outliers in Congress? But if you really look at their actions, they're doing whatever Nancy Pelosi says, are they not?
Yeah, I mean, I think like a lot of people, this is one thing I think COVID really illuminated this, but we've continued to see it in a lot of different other aspects and a lot of other issues. A lot of people who like say a lot for a lot of people, it's a shtick, right? Mm-hmm. And like the media or in public office where they say all these things, but when it comes down to their actions, do they believe it? You know, and I think she's one of those people, like she plays the part, but she like John Fetterman, right? Like I'm a man of the people. I wear hoodies. I lived off my parents because they're really rich. I'm 50, right? No, dude, you're not a man of the people. You're just pathetic. You're not even a man, right? It's like, unfortunately we kind of like live in this place where a lot of people are just phony.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're cowards, and she's one of them. And she is trying to get us into a potential World War III.
Yep.
I mean, and we're also being lied to about the Ukraine thing. Like, the idea that Russia sabotaged their own pipeline is insane.
I know.
That is their leverage, and they can turn it off and on as they choose, and they've already done that. So, like, to tell us that Russia did it, just defies logic and reason.
Well, I'm just saying, though, if you say Russia didn't, you're now a conspiracy lunatic, just like you were with your vaccine, and now you're going to kill more grandmas, Lisa Booth. I hope you're happy.
And we'll have a conversation in like a year from now about how, you know, you know what, Jimmy, I've released myself of, COVID, Christine Ford, all these times where I feel like I've said things and people like are, you know, I've released myself of caring what anyone thinks of me.
Oh, no, believe me.
From
reading the comments on your tweets, I'm actually convinced that some of these people's grandmothers just killed themselves. Like, they just, it's like, come on, man. I mean, Twitter, what a cesspool. I always enjoy you. You're always good. You're always good for morale.
I always enjoy you.
Oh, Lisa Booth. Group hug. Let's do it again soon. And we need to do some more damn TV, so let's get on that, too.
I really, really had the best time with you. So I really hope we get to go on again together.
Yeah. Once we get done serving our in-school suspension for acting up on camera, I'll see you there.
I know. I feel like I've served a lot of time in the penalty box.
Well, all right. I'll get a letter in or something. We'll send an apple to the teacher. Keep playing good ball, Lisa Booth.
We'll see if I get put back in. But all right. Thanks, Jimmy.
You're the best. Okay. That's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation. I'll be back here from Iowa on Monday. You'll see me on America's Newsroom Monday morning and right back here in the radio studio where I belong after that. Have a great weekend.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.